Hey, folks, this is the Lawyer Up Podcast on the AMC show Better Call Saul. I am Jackie Hearn, and joining me, my co-host, Rick Foster.
Yes, I'm Rick Foster, a Breaking Bad enthusiast and TV addicted watcher.
Some of you may know me from some other podcasts. I do a podcast on The Walking Dead, The House of Cards with Roberto Villegas for the British Tech Network, and another independent podcast called Nighty Night. It's bedtime stories of insomnia and other problems for adults. And Rick, what are you into these days?
People may know me of the famous YouTube video that has no views. Welcome to my YouTube channel, edition. But right now, I'm actually just going to school and for television production. And things like that. So
this is right up your alley to analyze a television show like this.
Exactly. I hope for me, not only talking about just the wonderful acting, writing, and things like that, but I hope to bring some kind of outside stuff that maybe people won't see, whether it's like cinematography or, right, you know, color correction, things like that. And that's something I would like to analyze in our journey of Better Call Saul. And I'm working into the doing YouTube videos, video editing, and things like that. And most of my work you can find on rickfoster.org or on Twitter at Rick Foster.
Terrific. So, back to the major point is, why are we doing this? Rick, why are we doing this podcast?
One of the main reasons why we're doing this podcast is just we both have a love for Breaking Bad. I know for me, watching it from its inception, I remember watching it when it was up against the NFC Championship game, when it was like the Packers and the Giants back then, and it was still the unknown show. It was still in the AMC shows, new TV shows now. I thought they just showed old movies phase of their channel identification. And now they're one of the big like five cable networks that are doing original television shows. And I agree that Breaking Bad is definitely one of the best television shows ever made.
Ever.
Ever, yes. And Jackie, what are your thoughts on Breaking Bad as a whole and Better Call Saul's inception?
Yeah, and one of the reasons why I wanted to do this was because I also believe, like you, that Breaking Bad was one of the best television shows I've ever seen. It was more than just it seems weird to call it a television show. It's more than that to me. And plus, because a lot of the show's episodes that I watched, I'm, you know, what you would call a cord killer or cord cutter. So I watch shows very differently. Like, I can't sit through commercials anymore. I was so devastated during the last season. That last season in 2013, as it came to a close, I mean, I was just kind of looking at the days on the calendar and thinking, it's going to be over soon. I can't believe it's going to be over. Mm-hmm. You know, what am I going to do? I've never felt that way about a show. Well, you know, maybe when I was a kid or something. I really felt a big sense of loss when it was gone. However, I was glad to hear before the show even ended that Bob Odenkirk would be doing a show. As we know, that it was proposed as a half-hour comedy show, but it's now like an hour drama, dark comedy, I would say. So anyways, I'm really excited about it. And also, I come from this absolutely adoring and following Bob Odenkirk since the very first episode of Mr. Show with Bob and David, watching that on HBO late at night, thinking, what in the heck is this thing? What is this doing on? And realizing that the reason why Mr. Show was able to air on HBO was because that's exactly what the HBO executives were thinking at the time. They had no clue what it was. They weren't even up watching. So, you know, that's something that David Cross and Bob Odenkirk talk a lot about, is how they were able to get by for a while because they weren't really concerned about those shows. And now, of course, that's completely different. HBO leads the way with, you know, their half-hour dramas and comedy shows or hour-long shows. They're way ahead of the pack. So, yeah, I'm just really excited to do something, you know, because I do podcasts, fan casts on different other shows, some of which I proclaim I don't like. including The Walking Dead. Now, I just like to make fun of it. But this one I'm going to love, and I know it from the start because of the people involved.
Exactly, and it's a huge vote of confidence to get greenlit a second season before the show is even finished filming the first season.
Absolutely.
So, I mean, we have a total of 23 episodes just on this journey with Better Call Saul, family and characters and everything like that. And we live in an age now that even if it is canceled on the regular television medium, it's very likely that through a different medium like Netflix, it could continue on. I mean, it's happened with other AMC series like The Killing that, they do their three seasons on television and then on Netflix, they ended up finishing up the entire series. So it's despite shows getting canceled, there are still hope for shows to continue in this brand new medium in space that television has created. It was unbelievable. Almost 10 years ago, the Netflix watched instantly thing, is up on my television screen, and I'm watching Heroes the day after it airs on Netflix. And now we're getting brand new content on Netflix, and
really great content too.
Exactly.
I will say that I am a fan of House of Cards. Netflix is really a player in this game, and so is Amazon Prime now. Speaking of shows being picked up after they're canceled, there's a show that Bob Odenkirk produced. He was executive producer recently of a comedy show on the IFC. Birthday Boys. I loved it to death. I thought it was like the new modern day Mr. Show. And I really supported it. I was so devastated about 2 weeks ago to hear that IFC canceled on them.
The Birthday Boys left, and then they canceled. Yeah,
they quit. They quit, and then minutes later, they were canceled. Right. Yeah, make that clear. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. So, I started tweeting out, and I got a lot of retweets from them and favorites from them when I mentioned, hey, maybe Netflix will pick this up, because Netflix will carry season two sometime this summer. So why not? I think that would be a great thing for Netflix to pick up, a great show for them to pick up. So, yeah, you're absolutely right that
television never really dies. TV shows never really die. That's
Breaking Bad. Breaking Bad didn't die, because we've got Better Call Saul.
Exactly.
Although they are saying that if you're not familiar with Breaking Bad, you could still follow and get into Better Call Saul. So I'm interested in seeing maybe we can find some friends of ours who haven't watched Breaking Bad. Is that possible?
It may be possible. I'm sure there are stragglers out there that haven't watched Breaking Bad, and it's almost like they're taking the Marvel Cinematic Universe route. Every movie, yes, there is a connection to each Marvel movie, but they kind of write the script going in saying, okay, they haven't seen Captain America or Thor. And they haven't seen the first two Iron Mans, but we're gonna bring them in with this Iron Man 3 type thing. And I think that's a good way to come at it in the show. They know fans of Breaking Bad are going to be watching, but they also wanna kind of get new people that haven't been a part of the Breaking Bad universe. I know a lot of shows, they kind of fall into that trap of like, oh, fourth season or fifth season is coming up. If you haven't seen the rest, you don't even bother, And now with, like we said, with Netflix and catching up is easier than it was before. Coming in saying, hey, if you haven't watched Breaking Bad, this, don't be afraid. We're going to bring you in with open arms. And that's a fantastic way to come at, make a television show, is make it for everybody, not just for the hardcore of the hardcore people. And they are going to throw in Breaking Bad references, or, I'm sure they'll throw in a character or two, as a guest star. And they are still going to cater to the fans, but, they are still going to have rewards for watching Breaking Bad.
I would imagine they're going to do that a lot, mostly in the very beginning stages of the show, the very few first season at least. maybe even the season finale into the second season, mm-hmm. something that ties in, just to get people back and interested in seeing the second season. That's my guess, but I don't know. But yeah, so one of the reasons why I called you up today and asked you to go ahead and do a little sort of beta recording to get people to understand a little bit more about our show. Why don't we figure out how it's going to work? Let's talk about how we're going to make this show work. One of the things I thought was we don't want to hash out everything scene by scene. I think that's exactly. Like the worst podcast you can do.
I think viewer, people are capable of watching the show and deciphering what happened in each segment. We're not going to break down everything segment by segment. I'm sure we will hit on kind of the main topic of, the main story. I think we can kind of hit the main points and then start from a discussion from there.
Right. So I thought that maybe what we could do is, as we're watching the shows ourselves, we take notes and pick out maybe our top five favorite scenes or the things that impress us the most. And then we can go back and forth. You can lead off with your favorite scene of the episode, and then you lead that discussion. We can go back and forth and see if we have any feedback as well, because we're really going to depend on a live viewing chat audience and also asking viewers to submit their voicemail messages and their emails in response to that week's show. I thought that that's something we could do, go back and forth. And then the other thing that I thought about is what I like from other shows is I always pick out those one-liners, particularly with the House of Cards. If you're not familiar with that, main character played by Kevin Spacey, Frank Underwood, every show, he's got at least two great lines that, just make you take a step back. And I know, with this being a Bob Odenkirk show, there is going to be more than just a few one-liners.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought we could collect those too, and that's a short, quick way to get through the show as well without bogging the audience, our audience, down with, scene by scene.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
If we ever get that way, please let us know.
If
you don't like our format or if you have suggestions for this format, please let us know.
We have a various amount of ways you can contact us. Whether you have something to say or you want something, is it working with us? Or if you want to come on the show yourself, feel free to hit us up at 505-750-1764. Also, our Twitter is LawyerUpPodcast. And then we also have an email, the same, LawyerUpPodcast@gmail.com.
And if you want to subscribe, we will be on iTunes. Probably by the time you're listening to this, we're already there.
Thank you for listening.
So how can people find you on the internet? What do you use the most, Twitter?
I use Twitter, yes, at Rick Foster. And you can look up all my work at rickfoster.org.
Great.
The best way to contact me is at Rick Foster on Twitter.
Okay, and we will have links to our, personal other projects on the LawyerUpPodcast.com website as well. So all of that stuff will be in one place.
Where can they find you, Miss Jackie?
Oh, they can find me everywhere they don't want to find me. I'm at Jackie Hearn 81, because somebody has at Jackie Hearn and is not using it. I'm at Jackie Hearn 81 on Twitter, and also JackieHearn.com links to everything else that I do as well. All right. Well, this was a good beta recording, I think. And please send us your feedback. Send us your thoughts. Send us your ideas for the show, or just tell us, would you please stop telling me to send me stuff and just get on with the show?
Exactly.
All right. So until then, all you're up.
And take care, everybody.